Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to start out by saying what I usually say at the end. Here's to your health and wealth. And here's why. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I figure since April is officially National Financial Literacy Month, that I wanted to send you double good wishes for your physical and your fiscal well-being. April is when there's an all-out effort to highlight the importance of being financially well-educated and teach Americans how to not only establish but maintain healthy financial habits. People talk about saving money, but I'd like to up the ante and talk a little bit about the lofty goal of wealth building. The measure of wealth is definitely individual, but the process by which to do it is the same. Wealth to one person can be the ability to buy a home where there's actually an individual bathroom in the master bedroom. Wealth to another is having stock in certain companies. In our current state of economic disarray, wealth can simply be defined as having whatever amount of money is necessary to keep the lifestyle to which you've become accustomed or to which you have chosen to downsize. Building wealth means making decisions that will position the next generation in one's family to continue building on it. In order for them to continue the wealth building, they must be taught the disciplines and habits that keep it growing. Money skills are some of the best assets caring adults can offer growing children. Since the dawn of civilization, the person in the tribe or community who could count or knew numbers was highly revered. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.